الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا وقال تعالى ما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحيا سنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر 100 شهيد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أحبني كان معي في الجنة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام ما أحدث قوم بدعة إلا رفع مثلها من السنة فتمسكم بسنة خير من إحداث بدعة وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله تعالى عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أخذ مضجعه وضع كفه اليمنى تحت خده الأيمن وقال رب قني عذابك يوم تبعث عبادك أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب زدني علما يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected مشايخ Respected teachers Respected علماء كرام حفاظ كرام قراء عظام Respected guests colleagues, friends and young children, I would first and foremost like to greet you with the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. After the tahiyya and the salam, it gives me great pleasure and honor and a privilege today to be in this unique conference. I beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I make dua that may Allah within the time allocated to me today may He give me the ability and the guidance and the tawfiq and the inclination to say those words which are first and foremost beneficial for myself, inshaAllah, ameen, and also for the listeners, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. The topic allocated to me today is benefit of the sunnah. Alhamdulillah, you must have heard from yesterday many speeches from our eminent scholars regarding the importance of the sunnah, regarding that we should follow the sunnah. That is the success for me and you in this world and in the life hereafter. من يطيع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Whosoever obeyed the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has in reality obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'illaha wa rasulah faqad faza fawzan azima. Whosoever obeys Allah and his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is indeed successful. Successful not only in this world, but also in the hereafter, insha'Allah. Now, alhamdulillah, we will hear many virtues regarding the importance and the benefits and the rewards in the hereafter. Today, I'd like to share with you some of the benefits which we will be able to reap in our lives, and we will be able to see these rewards physically. There are many a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if we act upon them, we have a worldly benefit. Out of these, one sunnah I'd like to mention today, and that is the sunnah of sleeping. Subhanallah. There are four ways of sleeping. A person can sleep in four ways. If we look at each and every way according to medical science, we will see, and this usul and this principle should be in front of our minds, and that is that there is no way, there is no method, there is no principle, there is no practice which is more superior, which is more beneficial, which is more powerful than the way shown to us by our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Keep this in mind, my brothers in Islam. Keep this in mind, that there is no way, there is no method, there is no practice or principle which can be superior than the way shown to us by our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now let's discuss this issue of sleeping according to medical science, and then the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first way of sleeping is that a person sleeps on his back. He sleeps flat on his back. According to medical science, we all know that we have a spinal cord, don't we, or don't we not? Yes? We all have one. If we don't have one, we'll be sitting here today. We all have a spinal cord. Not a spinal cord, Allahu Akbar. Allah has created it in such a unique way. He's not created it straight. Because something that's straight, and if you put pressure on it, it snaps. Allahu Akbar. Allah has created our spinal cord in such a way that it could bear the weight of our bellies. Allahu Akbar. Maybe small or large in size, I don't know. Whoever has a belly, the spinal cord will be able to bear its weight accordingly. A person maybe more in size than me will not have a spinal cord according to me. And I will not be given a spinal cord from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to a person who is more in weight than me. Allah has created everybody in a unique way, subhanallah. The spinal cord is bent towards the end. And the reason being is so that it can bear the weight of our stomachs. According to medical science, if a person is to sleep on his back, then the spinal cord comes under pressure. When it comes under pressure, the joints are compressed. And when the joints are compressed, then the weight shifts towards the top or the bottom. If the weight shifts towards the top, then it is said it could cause the illness of angina. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ihfazna min. Allah save us from that. And if the weight is shifted towards the bottom, then it could cause an illness of a low back pain. Mulan, I've got a bad back. Yeah? We say that, don't we? I don't know why. There are many reasons why a person can have a bad back. You ask those people that are married. Yeah? But we are just mentioning sleeping here. And if a person is to sleep in this way, then they could have a low back pain. And the lower back pain could be caused by sleeping in this manner. According to medical science, a person should not sleep in this way. According to Islam, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this way of sleeping is not recommended. So we reject this. The second way of sleeping is a person sleeps on its stomach. Allahu Akbar. A person sleeps on his stomach. Nowadays, youngsters, Allahu Akbar, they have a habit. Listen carefully. We have a habit. We feel proud of sleeping on our stomachs. Let me tell you, according to medical science, they say that when we consume food, Allahu Akbar, we've just had our physical nourishment. Now we've come back for our spiritual nourishment. May Allah give us that, inshallah. But when a person eats, we tend to think that food actually goes into the middle of our stomach. It doesn't. It actually goes to the sides of our stomach. The food goes to the sides. Now when a person sleeps on his stomach, the sides of a person are hanging. And it is said through medical science that if a person sleeps in this way, because of the weight of his body, the sides of his body, stomach are hanging, the fat membranes, it causes a knot in his intestines. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith that don't sleep in this manner. But according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this method of sleeping has also been rejected. I was saying that if we were to sleep in this way, then it causes a knot in the intestines. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned one hadith that don't sleep in this way, otherwise it will cause a knot in your intestines. It has been proven by medical science. Many people have gone to the surgeries and said, I feel a pain in my stomach. And when they went there, they found out that they had a knot in the intestines. According to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once a sahabi, Hazrat Ya'ish ibn Tahfa radiallahu ta'ala and Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sleeping in the masjid and somebody came and moved him with his feet like this. Move. And he said, Inna hadhihi rij'a yubghidha Allah. That this kind of sleeping Allah detests. This person, this Sahabi, he never knew who this person was. When he woke up and he sees, فَإِذَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, he saw that Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ was in front of him, and he was the one that was waking up and telling him that this way of sleeping Allah detests. So according to medical science, there is no benefit in sleeping in that way. And according to Rasulullah صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, there is no benefit in sleeping in that way. Let me further this point. When a person sleeps in this way, it could cause a person, his sexual urge can excite. We say, let me go to sleep with my teddy bear. Yeah? Where's my teddy? I need to hug my teddy. I need to sleep with my teddy bear. This is the Western mentality. We need to sleep in the Sunnah way. The people, when they sleep in this way, it excites. And then unfortunately, Allahumma hafidhna min Allah save us, youngsters get indulged in the sin of masturbation. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah save us. It's not the time to allow me to talk on masturbation, but it causes that. This is one of the causes of masturbation. So this way is also rejected by Rasulullah. So therefore, it is not a good way of sleeping. We come to the third way of sleeping. And the third way of sleeping is that a person sleeps on his left-hand side. When a person sleeps on the left-hand side, the heart is below and the body is on top. Where is our heart? Can we put our hands on our heart? So we all know. Once I ask the student, where is the heart? He puts his hand over here, subhanAllah. Our heart is here. Many a people put their hands on their heart and they praise glory to a certain country. I say we should put our hands on our heart and we should praise glory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Long live Allah and long live Islam, inshallah. Not anybody else. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, so this way of sleeping When the person sleeps in this way, the heart is under pressure. When the heart is under pressure, then it's not going to function properly, because the heart is one of our main organs of the body. And when the heart is under pressure, the blood is not going to circulate properly. What happens then? A person at night sees scary dreams. He sees that a dog is chasing him, subhanAllah. He wakes up in, what's happening? Oh, yeah, subhanAllah, you know. He takes the sweat out of his forehead. Oh, I'm fine, I'm just in my bed. And he takes a deep breath and he says, no, I'm okay, man. I'm at home. Huh. Take it easy. He realizes. But when he sleeps, the heart is under pressure. When a pump is under pressure, it doesn't function properly. When the heart is under pressure, and that is the main organ of our body, it's under pressure, the beating is going faster and faster and faster. Obviously, it's not going to function properly. What do the physicians say? They say that when a person has consumed food and then he sleeps on the left hand side, because he will go into a slumber sleep, this way of sleeping will assist that person to digest his food. Allahu Akbar. This is a remedy for digesting food. Whereas Allah's Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us alternatives of digesting our food. Pray 2 rak'ah of namaz, inshaAllah. Walk 40 steps, inshaAllah, and your food will be digested. Not sleeping on the left-hand side. When a person sleeps on the left-hand side, he goes into a slumber sleep, a deep sleep. Experience this, my brothers. When a person sleeps on the left-hand side, he sleeps for hours and hours and hours. When you wake them up, they say, wake up, oh, I've not slept yet. I'm still sleepy. They feel sleepy. They slept for 10 hours, but still they feel sleepy. Why? Because they slept on the left-hand side, and this is not going to give them any content of sleep. It's going to make them more slumber and more sluggish. So this way of sleeping has also been rejected by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we sleep on our left hand side, it's not going to be beneficial for us. The physicians say that this is an alternative, but the benefits, the harms outweigh the benefits. Our Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith, it is mentioned in one hadith, Hazrat Bara ibn Asib radiallahu ta'ala says, كَانَ إِذَا أَقَضَ مَرْجَعَهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to retire to his bed, وَضَعَ كَفَّهُ الْيُمْنَى تَحْتَ خَدِّهِ الْأَيْمَنِ, then he used to put his right hand under his right cheek. Allahu Akbar. This is the sunnah method of sleeping. Now the heart is up, the body is down, the heart is not under pressure. A person is going to have sweet dreams, inshallah. I don't mean sweet in the real sense, I mean good dreams, inshallah. Because many people might interpret sweet dreams of having different kind of dreams. I don't mean that. Yeah? But sweet dreams meaning a person. Allahu Akbar. We must have heard of the afternoon siesta. In some countries, I think as far as I'm aware, it's Spain. They have actually 2 hours. They have off, no work. All shops are closed. Allah has created the human body in such a way. SubhanAllah, a time comes in the afternoon when we all start to yawn. Yeah? We need a rest. Our body needs to rest. We might be sitting in our asbaq, we might be sitting in our workplaces, and we'll be yawning away. Why? Our body needs that rest. The afternoon nap. I saw an article regarding the afternoon nap. And they were saying they have proven through science that the body needs some time. My time goes out and out. Okay. This is red card now. So, the body was mentioning that the heart is on the top and the body is below, and our person is sleeping in this way, the heart is actually at rest, the body is at rest, the person will sleep less duration of sleep, but inshallah he will be content in his sleep, inshallah. The afternoon nap, we saw an article, and in that article it was mentioned regarding this very same thing, Qaylullah in Sunnah, Allahu Akbar. It is the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have the afternoon nap. This is the sunnah. This is the benefit of the sunnah. How many things can I mention to you today? Time does not allow me. But this one way of sleeping, sleeping on our right hand side, we will experience the benefit of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically, inshaAllah. The reward is there, inshaAllah. The reward of following the sunnah will be there. But physically, we will be able to feel the blessings of following the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's make this firm intention. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sleep on his right hand side. We will all sleep, inshaAllah, on our right hand side, inshaAllah. We all make this firm intention, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. If we revive this one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like I mentioned in my khutbah, مَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي عِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِي فَلَهُ أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ. Whosoever revives one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of the destruction of my ummah, today, the norm of today and the practice of today is follow the whims and your desires, follow what you like, follow the trends of the West, or follow the trends of the kuffar, you will be successful in this world and in the hafta. We are in an illusion, my brothers. Remember, the success only lies in following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we follow, Allah will give us the reward of 100 shaheed, inshaAllah. Is that less? Allahu Akbar. What do we ask for? One sunnah, and Allah has given us the reward of 100 shaheed, inshaAllah. And at the same time, we should also recite the dua which I mentioned in the hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the dua, رَبِّ قِنِي عَذَابَكْ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُ عِبَادَكْ. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Ey Rabbi Kareem, O my Lord, O my Sustainer, save me from your punishment, inshaAllah. Save me from your punishment on the day of resurrection. When you will resurrect your servant, meaning on the day of resurrection, Allah save me from the torment and the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. One extra thing I'd like to mention before I conclude, and that is, when we sleep on our right hand side, it also gives us a hidden message. And the message is, my brothers, that this is the message, that this is the exact way we will be sleeping in our graves. Allahu Akbar. It's reminding us of our death. أَفْسِدُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِ مِنْ لَزَّاتَ الْمَوْتِ. When we sleep on our right hand side, we are giving a lesson to ourselves. O insan, O Muhammad, O Ahmad, O whoever you are, remember, you are sleeping in this way. You are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at the same time, remember, sleep, النَّوْمَ أُخْتُ الْمَوْتِ. Sleep is synonymous to death. It is the sister of death. You don't know whether you're going to wake up or not. Read the dua. Allahumma bismaka amutu wa ahya. O Allah, I come alive and I die in your name. And when you wake up, you recite the dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the one who has given me life after you killed me, Allahu Akbar. After you caused death, we had no control over our bodies. We were there, we were a corpse. But Allah gave us life again. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are going to resurrect again. Remember, Ya sahibi, la taghtarir bitana'umin fal'umru yanfudu wal-na'imu yazulu. O my companion, don't be deceived with the luxuries of this world. For remember, your age is going to come to an end. You're going to come, a day is going to come when Malakul Maut is going to come to you. I'm going to say, come on, come with me. Idha ja'a ajaluha la yastakhiruna sa'atan wa la yastakrimun. Not even 1 second is going to go forward. Not 1 second is going to go back. Your time has come. You're going to go to your Lord at that time. If you please your Lord, you're going to say, Allahumma bil-Rafiq al-A'la. You'll be saying, Oh Allah, make me meet yourself, because I am waiting to meet you, because death is the bridge which makes the beloved meet his beloved. Allahu Akbar. But if we haven't followed the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will be dreading that moment. يا صاحبي لا تغتر بتنعم فالعمر ينفض والنعيم يزول. Our age is going to come to an end, and our life is going to come to an end, and these ni'mas and these favors are all going to come to an end. إذا حملت على القبور جنازة. When you lift a janaza on your shoulders, or when you go to the qabristan to pray the salatul janaza of your beloved brother, then remember, فعلم بأنك بعدها محمول. Then remember, you're going to also one day go to that grave one day, inshallah. We have to prepare for our death, my brothers. We have to make sure that we prepare for our death and we make our preparations. The only way we're going to do that is we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we read, if we understand that there is not only a reward, but there is also a worldly benefit in following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Upon these few words, I conclude my talk by saying one point: ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي لمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. That in reality I am not justified by mentioning the seerah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in my talk today, but in reality I have privilege and I have honor and I have pleasure in mentioning the name of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and my talk has been become blessed by the name of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I beseech Allah that may He grant us the tawfiq to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The purpose of our gathering here today, may Allah accept our sitting today, and may He accept our sitting yesterday, and may He accept our sitting until the last moment we stay in Madinatul Ulum. May Allah accept the efforts of our mashayikh and our luminary scholars. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success and in this world and in the hereafter. May He keep us steadfast on deen. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And whichever walk of life we are doing effort of deen, maybe it may be the field of da'wah or tabligh, maybe it may be the field of imamah or khitabah, maybe it may be the field of ta'lif or tasneef, maybe it may be the field of ta'lim and ta'allum. Whichever field we may be in, may we give 100% in that field, and when we support all other efforts of deen in that way, inshallah, if we work collectively, inshallah, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be glorified and will be able to form the flag of Islam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, high in the sky, inshaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairan, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa ma'alayna illa al-bulagh.